Thursday, March 26, 1987. Growing People, Growing Churches. Worship service led by Spring Conference Committee.
Thank you. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Let us pray. O Lord, our God, God of our fathers, and the God who has ultimately revealed Yourself to us in Your Son, Jesus Christ, we thank You for the ways that You continue to reveal Yourself to us in our lives. During this time of worship, speak to our hearts again, so that we might understand You and us and our relationship to You in a fresh new way, in order that we might grow and be able to be used by Your Spirit to cause others to grow in You. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen.
Please be seated. I'll be reading for our scripture this morning the words from John's Gospel, chapter 15, verses 1 through 11. John 15, 1 through 11. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away. And every branch that bear fruit, He prunes it, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up. They gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it shall be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full.
This past week, we have had a team of very gifted persons that have been sharing through the spring conference. And this morning, it's my privilege to be able to introduce two of them that are working with us this morning at this chapel service. Ray Connor, who will be leading our special music, is the director of the Church Recreation Department at the Southern Baptist Sunday School Board. But he has other gifts and other talents, and you'll be hearing them in a few minutes. He's a native of Kansas City, Missouri, where he had earned a degree from Central Missouri State College, and he's earned his Master of Music from the University of Arkansas at Fayetteville. He's been with the Sunday School Board since 1965, where he first came as a consultant in church music department. He's also, prior to coming there, been active at the local church level as Minister of Music, Minister of Music and Education, and he has served at in the Kansas-Nebraska Baptist Convention as the Sunday School and Music Secretary at the state level. He's very gifted, and in addition to that, he has sung and had background music and worked with operas, concerts, and has given guest appearances at different Cincinnati Symphony, the Wichita Symphony, and Choral Society, and other music groups. And we look forward to hearing him in a minute or two. Our other guest who will be leading our meditation this morning is Joe Stacker. And he's another man that comes with a wealth of experience that's prepared him for his present position as Director of Church Administration in the Sunday School Board. He's a graduate of Carson Newman College and the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, where he earned his Master of Divinity and his Doctor of Ministry degrees. Prior to coming to the Sunday School Board in 1981, he had served for 24 years at the local church level. He served as pastor in churches in Tennessee and in Virginia. He's a native of Tennessee, and in Tennessee he's also been president of the Baptist Pastors Conference, and he has served on the executive board of the Tennessee Baptist Convention, as well as being a trustee before coming on the Sunday School Board. His background has prepared him well for this position, and we welcome them both and look forward to hearing them.
The love of God is broader than earth's vast expanse. 'Tis deeper and wider than the sea. Love reaches out to all to bring abundant life. For God so loved the world, his only Son he gave. Share his love by telling what the Lord has done for you. Share his love by sharing of your faith. And show the world that Jesus Christ is real to you. Every moment, every day. All those who have trusted in God's only Son and hold this precious treasure in their hearts seek ways to make it known to all who need to know that God so loved the world, his only Son he gave. Share his love by telling what the Lord has done for you. Share his love by sharing of your faith. And show the world that Jesus Christ is real to you. Every moment, every day. We show the love of God each day we live. Reveal Christ's presence in our lives. And how the Holy Spirit guides us day by day. For God so loved the world, his only Son he gave. Share his love by telling what the Lord has done for you. Share his love by sharing of your faith. And show the world that Jesus Christ is real to you. Every moment, every day.
I'm sure the Father has said, "That's one of my sons in whom I'm well pleased." Ray Connor blesses my heart every time I hear him sing. We appreciate Sharon Lyons playing for him. She's a part of our team from the Sunday School Board and the Church Music Department. I would be amiss if I did not say we have enjoyed ourselves. There have been about 8 or 9 of us here off and on through these 3 days, and we've had a good time at Southeastern Seminary. You have been good hosts. You have made us feel welcome, and we'll look forward to coming back the earliest opportunity to share again the ministry and the work of Jesus Christ on this campus. For a few moments this morning, I'd like for you to share something with me. A while back, I had a thought as I was reading and studying some in the life of Simon Peter and reading in the two epistles of Peter. What if we found a third letter from Simon Peter? What would it sound like for today's world? What if Simon Peter could write to us and talk about how we ought to live in the world today? And in my mind, I got to thinking about what that letter might sound like, and I thought it might sound something like this. I'm Simon Peter, and I want to write to you again because the Father has laid some things on my mind and my heart that I need to share. You remember me, don't you? I'm the guy the Master nicknamed Rocky. I wasn't much of a rock, though. I was more like a piece of gravel. And you know, gravel has to have some cement and some other gravel with it to become of much substance. I enjoyed that day that the Master called us to walk with Him as fishers of men. And those 3 years were the most exciting time. The Master called us to share His ministry, to become one with Him and what He was seeking to do, to express the love of God and to share the understanding of the Father. And then there came that eventful week, that last week. We were there in the Garden of Gethsemane praying, and I listened to what He said. You know, He warned us not to go to sleep, but I went to sleep anyway. And I was awakened by those who came to arrest Him, and they took Him off, and I was afraid. I kind of hid the bushes and kind of laid back, you know. I was in trouble enough as it was. I tried to protect Him, and I cut a fella's ear off, and the Master told me to put my sword up. It wasn't the way to do it. I hung around in the courtyard while they were trying Him. People started saying I was one of His disciples, and I denied it. And finally, some little smart aleck slave girl that was a maid, I guess, in Pilate's court, she said, "Your Galilean accent gives you away. You've got to be one of His disciples." And I cursed. I cursed myself, and I cursed the reality of that truth. And I said, "I never knew Him." And I ran off into the night. And as I ran off, I heard it. God, that rooster. He warned me, but I didn't listen. You know, that's one of my problems. I'm sort of an impulsive, impetuous kind of guy, and I don't always listen to what the Master says. Let me encourage you to listen to what the Master says. It was some time after that that the event that changed my life occurred. We knew He was alive, but we didn't always know where He was, and He wasn't always with us. And I finally kind of got discouraged and disgusted with the whole thing and went back to Galilee and went back to the trade that I had left when He called me. I went back to be a fisherman. One morning, we'd been out fishing, and we're coming back into the shore, and there was a fire on the shore, and a man beckoned to us, and as we moved closer, one of the others said, "It's the Lord." I said, "It can't be." But as I looked closely and intently, it was the Lord. And we moved on in toward the shore, and I couldn't wait. I jumped out, and I swam on in, and the rest of them landed the boat, and we got out, and He had breakfast fixed for us. He said, "Come sit down and eat." And we did. I didn't sit with the others. I kind of got over to the side. I really didn't want to be too close to Him. I was ashamed. I was embarrassed. I felt dirty inside and out. And you know what He did? While I was eating my fish and my bread, munching on the herbs He had prepared, He came and He sat down right in front of me. I kind of bowed my head. I didn't want to look at Him. And He just sort of got down and looked up under my face, right into my eyes. And He didn't have the courtesy to say, "Simon, how you doing?" He looked at me and He said, "Simon, do you love me?" And I kind of mumbled under my breath, "Lord, You know I love You. You're the best friend I've ever had." But that didn't satisfy Him. He said to me again, Simon, do you love me? And I raised and looked at him straight in the eye and I said, Lord, you know I love you. And he said, then take care of the flock. I said to myself, I'm not a shepherd, I'm a fisherman, Lord. And then it started sinking in. He was calling me back to share the ministry. And then the third time, he said, Simon, do you love me more than these? And I said as I leaped to my feet, Lord, you know I love you. And he said, then take care of the flock. Feed the sheep. Tend the lambs. And it dawned on me, and oh, how grateful I was. You know, Jesus never did shoot his wounded. He always tried to reclaim us. He always tried to bring us back. I had denied I knew him. I had denied his very presence. I had cursed the ground on which I walked when they accused me of being one of his. But now he says to me, come back and share what I have shared with you. Share his love. Share his grace. Share the witness. And I knew. Oh, I knew like Andrew and James and John and all the rest. I knew we would share it from then on. In the day of Pentecost when it came and we felt the unusual presence of His Spirit leaping around in the room like fire on our heads and giving us courage. And we overcame our cowardness and we went out into the streets. And from then on, it didn't matter. We knew that whether we were alive or dead, we shared His love. To you in the 20th century church, remember one thing. We are called to be God's people, to share His love, because in Jesus Christ, we are one. We're one in the bond of love. We're one in the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We're one. Not like He was the one from God, but we are those whom He has called to His side. And He has taught us, and He has sent us out to share the ministry. As the Father has sent me, even so send I you. Friends, that's as important today as it was in that first century when I walked with Him and when I knew Him. Sincerely, Simon Peter. We are one in the bond of love. If you believe that, would you think about it for a moment as my brother in Christ, Ray Connor, comes to help us think about that oneness and as we share it in this moment.
We are one in the bond of love. We are one in the bond of love. We have joined our spirit with the Spirit of God. We are one in the bond of love.
Would you sing with me now the same stanza again?
We are one in the bond of love. We are one in the bond of love. We have joined our spirit with the Spirit of God. We are one in the bond of love.
Please stand for our litany of dedication. Since in the beginning God created heaven and earth,
enable us to grow people and churches, O Lord.
Since all have sinned and come short of the glory of God,
enable us to grow people and churches, O Lord.
Since all of you are the body of Christ and each one a part of it,
enable us to grow people and churches, O Lord.
Since each of you has different gifts according to the grace given to you,
enable us to grow people.
Since God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life,
enable us to grow people and in churches, O Lord.
Would you bow with me for our benediction? Go with us now, O God, as we seek to be catalyst of growth in our homes, in our churches, and in our world. Amen.